We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is comedian and also podcast host of Singles Only, Paul Farvar.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And I'm so sorry, but Tess does not need any... What do you play?
I play the djembe and bass and guitar. I was in a lot of bands. Typically, I offer up my services to play with the artist, but I forgot to bring my djembe tonight. So you're on your own. All right. Sorry. Yeah. I would have contributed, but...
I know. He's been trying to audition for every musician we have in studio. But we are so thrilled to welcome back once again one of our favorite musicians, singer, songwriter, Tess Constantine, who is in town for the holidays. And I know she has so many things going on. We're always thrilled that we can be a part of her schedule when she comes back into town. She's playing on Saturday night at Uncommon Ground, but she is live in the Allstate Showcase studio right now with All in December.
All in December. For coals and hidden treasures underneath the layers that you wear. Midnight kisses against my hair. Only remember perfume and velvet pleasures. Cold pressed hands on city streets. Photographs you took of me. All in December, red heels and an emerald dress, glass of champagne, you'll finish the rest for me. Always remember, cold nights with extra honey, late night talking till the morning, while we're sleeping, we were dreaming. I pray that I'll still hold you, call me a romantic. I adore you, and I'll meet you at the state line. Call me a romantic, call me a romantic. I adore you. All in December. Powder blush on the tip of your nose. Ice cold air, rooftops of fire below. Warms me up when you get close. Time to remember. Tattooed into our souls. Needle your love into our bones. Don't wake me up, just hold me closer. I pray that I'll still hold you. Call me a romantic. I adore you. And I'll meet you at the state line. Call me a romantic. Call me a romantic. And I pray that I'll still hold you. Call me a romantic. I adore you. And I'll meet you at the state line. Call me a romantic. Call me a romantic. I adore you. I adore you.
All in December.
All in December. Do I have her microphone? Are we good with the... Hey, Tess, how's it going?
Okay,
cool. Yeah, oh, I can hear you over there.
Over here?
It's up to you.
This is good.
This is good. Yeah. All right, stay there with the guitar. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Tess Constantine, and that was her song, All in December. And I know that you've got a couple more weeks, so you're here for Thanksgiving and then back to Interlochen for the rest of, you know, the winter session, I guess.
Yeah.
How is it? That's a beautiful song, and that's obviously a new one.
It's a new one, yes.
And have you played that one before?
No, first time.
See?
On the air.
Paul, so Tess has been coming on since she was 15?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
15 years old, and was one of our first musicians, as a matter of fact.
Amazing.
And she has come on several times with a song she's never played anywhere else. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
It's a premiere thing here, yeah. You get to premiere it on WGN Radio.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Amazing.
That's really beautiful. And I noticed a little more jazz influence, perhaps, in other songs that we've heard before.
Yeah.
Are you experiencing more of that as you're studying at school, or is it the sort of different things that you're interested in?
I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, like, it just depends, like, honestly, like, on the mood, like, in terms of what kind of song I want to write.
Sure.
But I've been recently more influenced in, like, jazz R&B
right.
genre. I think it's just listening to more artists and, like, kind of just developing my sound more. It's always going to be changing. But
oh, yeah. No doubt. Because so. I know that when we first talked, there was a lot of, you were interested in Flo, like, Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously a lot of different artists that kind of come and go. Who are you listening to now?
I'm listening to Amy Winehouse a lot.
Sure.
I love her. And actually Marvin Gaye, like I'm getting.
Oh, wonderful. And
like, yeah. So I played this song for my, I'm a guitar teacher and he told me like all these different like 70s, like R&B people to listen to. So I'm getting into that.
Great. Yeah. And you are at the at Uncommon Ground on Saturday night.
Saturday night, yes.
Paul, do you have any questions for Tess before we go to break?
I could have contributed a lot to it. That's all I can say.
Oh. I mean,
I played bass. I heard the bass lines and I heard the djembe beats. But, you know, it's a very great song.
Thank you.
Well, I'm always struck by your poise and your confidence and the intent that you have when you make music, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. That you just commit to it so wholeheartedly is a wonderful thing to not only enjoy on the air but to watch in studio.
Thank you.
More with Tess Considine when we come back in just a moment on 720 WGN. It's Music Monday. You're listening pretty late. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Music Monday, and coming up on Saturday night, our guest is performing at Uncommon Ground, but you can hear her right now in the Allstate Showcase studio. Here is Tess Considine with Warm Hands.
Warm hands be my eye when you tickle my back in summertime. Warm hands be my eye, you don't grow cold when winter cries. Fingers intertwined, stretching miles wide, borders only lines. Broke them, fingers intertwined, stretching miles wide, borders only lines. Broke them in time, 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 broke. Your touch lingering, my pale skin's tingling. Warm hands be my eye, it don't burn me. Pain gets me every time. Fingers intertwined, stretching miles wide, borders only lines. Broke them, fingers intertwined. Stretching miles wide, borders only lines. Broke them in time, 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 time.
Well, that was Tess Considine with Warm Hands, and give her a moment to come on over to one of the microphones by our console over here. Yeah. Paul Farvard, isn't that the doesn't 17 yet?
18.
Oh, you're 18 now. Okay, finally, we're allowing you to grow up. 18 years old, Tess Considine has been appearing on our show since she was 15 years old, performing as part of the Bitter Gesture Battle of the Bands, and I'm so glad that we found you. Well, I'm glad that you found us. Either way, however it worked out very well. Now, when you know, we've talked about Interlochen before because you were going to school, you know, in Highland Park. Were you going to HPA?
No,
No, I live in Highland Park. I was going to school, North Shore Country Day School in Winnetka.
Okay, so now you, but now you're like, because I kind of think about, when I was a kid, I would have loved to have gone to school away from home. Not that I didn't love my parents, but there's something kind of being around other people who, you know, that you're constantly submerged right. in what you want to do, yeah. you know, what you're passionate about. And that's something that's kind of influenced your writing as well, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially like because they're all like my age and all super passionate about what they do. So it's for sure motivating and, yeah, inspiring to be there.
What has the, and I know we weren't going to talk too much about the, you know, what's been going on in pop culture or socially and politically, mm-hmm. but what has the sort of the environment been like at school the last couple of weeks?
It's been pretty hard. I think it's a good community in the sense that like it's a, like a safe space for like anyone basically, who's like upset about the like the election. Mm-hmm. I do know actually some people that feel very uncomfortable because they did support Trump.
Right. But, isn't that like we think about high yeah. school students, because my son is 13 years old and he's already kind of coming into conflict with classmates yeah. who, you know, differ from him politically. And but I mean, we act as though like you're not supposed to because, well, you're teenagers right. and like let the adults take care of it. And yet, don't you kind of feel like, well, what are you leaving us?
Yeah, no. And there's been a lot of like discussions. I'm in this group called GLI Girls Learn International Club. Mm-hmm. And we've been having like meetings about it, too. And I think it's just nice because to hear other people's opinions. In the end, it ends up being kind of sad because like we don't know exactly how much to do except for like kind of just continue to promote our ideas. And I think kind of just like have spread that around. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because the people that you are working with, that you're studying with, I mean, you're all in the arts. So, right. I mean, there tends to be, we tend to sort of go in one direction and, mm-hmm. and to much to the, I guess, chagrin of people that somehow, you know, it makes us wussies or, you know, mm-hmm. whiners and things like that. But that's, I mean, I guess feeling things intensely and then being made fun of is sort of a strange place to be. But you're in an environment where you can kind of reinforce each other and go, yeah. look, we're going to be okay. Do you feel like there's a sense of everything's going to be okay?
Yeah,
do you have
there's
someone-
a sense of that for sure. And I think also, although like there's not that much that we can do at the same time, there is, I think a lot of, I think it's gonna be interesting going back from Thanksgiving break to see if any people like started making their own like art based off like what's happened. Cause I already know like myself and some other songwriters have already started to write some songs that have to do with the current election. So
no, I think I told you about this earlier, but another comedian, a friend of mine, Maddie Ryan's mother, who is a lawyer activist and was very big in the feminist movement. Mm-hmm. When everybody, you know, Maddie and a lot of comedians were bummed out about the election. But one of the positives that she said is, you know, it reminded her of the 60s when, you know, Nixon was president and there was some of the best art that came out of that oppression or the way that people felt right. about politics. And I think that there's something to be said about that for people like Tess who are young and there's going to be a lot of creative juices yes. flowing, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah,
Silver lining.
I think so, too. Not that Tess ever needed sort of, you know, outside influences because, I mean, you're always so always creating new material for yourself, mm-hmm. whether it's the songwriting, the music, you know. And you've been writing for how long?
Since I was around 10, but I didn't really know what I was doing. Yeah.
What were you writing about at 10?
One of my songs was I Live in Nature. I was an animal lover. And I liked being outdoors, so I kind of wrote about that, my experience.
Those are the classics. Those are the songs that are going to be in your greatest hits album.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Do you still have, like, notes from when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, I have. I still have, like, I think a journal that it goes back not to when I was 10, but mm-hmm. pretty young. I don't know. I'm sure I have that written down somewhere, though. Yeah, and like stacks of paper somewhere.
Yeah, and when you get older and as you move next to college and then, you know, after that, are a lot of those boxes at home at mom and dad's house?
Yeah.
You've got crates of stuff, to figure out where to store all of that. What are the plans for Thanksgiving?
We're having Thanksgiving actually on Wednesday because we're accommodating to like family friends who have it on Thursday. So it's just going to be my family, my parents, my aunts and uncle, and then some family friends
on Wednesday. I think that's a good way. I think a lot of people do. Every once in a while I do it on Wednesday, mostly so I have my own leftovers. It's like, well, because I mean, there is something just wonderful about making. I mean, that when your kitchen smells like stuffing and sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes
and turkey.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. What now? Paul's going to a vegetarian, vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan. Yeah.
Vegan. So even the mashed potatoes will have no butter and cream in them.
It's going to be interesting.
What do they serve as the main meal? I mean, look, turkey is not essential for Thanksgiving dinner. We can live beyond the expectations of that.
I don't know if the pilgrims would appreciate that, but I think it's a tofu turkey.
They have a tofurkey?
Tofurkey, yeah.
They have a tofurkey.
I'm not sure. I know that was one of the options last time we did it in Champagne, but
I need you to we'll do see. A turkey noise. That's my turkey noise, by the way. What's your turkey noise?
I don't think I can
gobble,
do
gobble. Do you have a turkey noise, Tess?
Gobble.
Well done. So you have a show coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
How can people find out more information about that?
On my website, Tess Considine, TessConsidine.com.
Wonderful.
Yes. And there's a new EP coming out hopefully next week. So.
Well, so next week you have an EP coming out and people can find out about how to get that music?
Via social media with my name or my website or, anywhere online if you look up my name.
So Tess Considine is at Uncommon Ground on Saturday.
Yes.
And when you have time to come back during Christmas break, we'd love to have you back, of course, for number 14.
Yes.
And any other news that comes up along the way, always would love to hear about that.
Sure.
Again, Tess Considine. And happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you.
And we are going to take a break here in a little bit. We've got more music after 12:30. We're just going to catch up in just a moment on 720 WGN.